今日所读嘅经文咧，记载喺创世记二十二章一至十四节，请听我读。二十二章一节，这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：亚伯拉罕，他说：我在这里。神说：你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。亚伯拉罕清晨起来，备上炉，带着两个仆人和儿子以撒，也劈好了燔祭的柴，就起身往神所指示的地方去了。到了第三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见那地方，亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说：你们和奴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回来你们这里来。亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，于是二人同行。以撒对父亲亚伯拉罕说：父亲啊！亚伯拉罕说：我儿，我在这里。以撒说：请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羔羊在哪里呢？亚伯拉罕说：我儿，神必自己预备作燔祭的羊羔。于是二人同行，他们到了神所指示的地方。亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好，捆绑他的儿子以撒，放在坛的柴上。亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀，要杀他的儿子。耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说：亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。他说：我在这里。天使说：你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，留下不及我。亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊两角扣在稠密的小树中，亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。亚伯拉罕给那地方起名叫耶和华以勒，直到今日，人还说在耶和华的山上必有预备。圣经读毕，愿神祝福他的话语。跟住落嚟咧，系有正道嘅时候。今日咧系由英文堂嘅李安直传道为大家讲道，由钟思齐姊妹翻译。Pastor Isaac 所讲嘅题目咧系凭信而行。系 Pastor Isaac， please。
Good morning or good afternoon. Happy my law. Happy Lunar New Year. If you don't know who I am, my name is Isaac. I'm the servant here at CCAC, and I oversee children and teen ministry.
大家早晨，新年快乐！我系李安迪传道 Pastor Isaac， 系 Lifestream 其中一位牧者，负责儿童及青少年事工。
It's my honor and privilege to be able to stand before you today and share the word of God that God has given to us on this special Sunday. Well, if we can go right ahead and dive into our message, today's passage is both encouraging and challenging because it seems like Abram's story is a great model how to be submissive and committed before the Lord.
今日嘅经文既鼓励我，又有挑战性，因为亚伯拉罕嘅故事系一个好好嘅榜样，令我哋睇到点样可以喺上帝面前顺服同委身。
In today's passage, Abraham is facing a very
difficult situation, and we know already that he had gone through so many ups and downs in his life.
经文讲到亚伯拉罕面临一个好困难嘅处境，我哋知道佢一生经历咗好多高低起跌。
And one of the most significant ones was waiting 25 years for the fulfillment of God's promise on Isaac.
其中之一就是等了25年才等到神赐以撒给他的应许实现。
And after all these difficult years, he finally achieved his son when he was 100 years old.
经过很漫长的等待，终于在他100岁的时候老来得子。
So if you can't imagine, this is something that he heard miraculously after all these times of perseverance.
你可以想象得到需要几有毅力才可以等到这个神迹的发生。
So I'm sure Isaac became something that he valued the most and loved the most at that time because this is something that God has promised him and this is something that Abraham waited and wanted for so many years.
所以我相信他对以撒一定是珍而重之，因为以撒是神应许给他的，而且他自己都等了很多年才等得到。
And after having Isaac, I'm sure it must have been Abraham's greatest joy.
以撒出生应该是令亚伯拉罕最高兴的事。
He probably wasn't tired to see him all day long, play with him all day long.
他应该和他玩了全日都不会觉得累。
He probably tried to enjoy every moment with him.
他甚至可能时时刻刻都想陪在他身边。
But now what happens in the passage that we read together today is that God says, give it back to me, or sacrifice Isaac as an offering.
但是经文讲到神叫亚伯拉罕将以撒献回给他。
So let's take a look at verse 2, what it says here again.
创世记二十二章第二节咁讲，神说：你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。
What in the world is happening right now here?
究竟发生紧啲咩事呢
？You know, I thought about the situation and I put myself in Abram's shoes and I asked myself, if God asked me to sacrifice my son, would I be able to do it?
我尝试代入亚伯拉罕当时的情景，如果神要我给我的仔佢，我会不会做得到呢
？And I said to myself, I'm not sure if I can do it.
坦白讲，我未必做得到。
And I'm sure many of you also might feel the same way. But as we already know what happened in the story, Abraham, he decided to sacrifice his son, Isaac.
我想大家都可能会有同感，但是我们已经知道故事跟住落嚟会点发展。亚伯拉罕决定献上他的独生子以撒。
I mean, how was this even possible for Abraham to do?
究竟点解亚伯拉罕可以做得到呢
？How did he maintain such faith in this difficult situation and have the faith to go through this?
佢点样可以喺咁困难嘅情况底下有咁大嘅信心可以坚持到底嘅咧
？So through today's passage, I would like to examine what faith requires in order it to be effective, and especially in this difficult situation we encounter in our journey of faith.
我想透过今日的经文看看信心怎样才可以变得有果效尤其是当我们在属灵的道路上遇到困难的时候
So the first point that I have this morning is faith requires obedience
第一点是信心是需要顺服的
In our journey of faith it's painful to deal with the question of why like why is this happening to me
在信心的旅途上面要处理为什么这个问题是很痛苦的
But
例如 为什么会发生在我身上呢
But if we can answer this question of why, then there will be no progress in our faith.
但如果我们不能够搞清楚为什么我们的信心的成长就可能会停滞不前。
Often in the way of faith, we encounter things that are far beyond our understanding.
在信心的路上，很多时候我们会遇到一些不明白的事。
And if we only accept and obey what we can understand, then we'll be far from the life of faith.
如果我们只是肯接受和遵行我们所能明白的，我们会离信心的生活越来越远。
Faith requires obedience to things beyond understanding.
信心要求我们信服，即使是我们不明白的事。
We don't obey because we obey or understand, but we understand because we obey.
我们不是因为明白所以信服，有时我们要先信服才会明白。
Obedience is what makes you believe.
信服令到我们相信。
And we need to know that obedience always requires action.
要知道信服是需要有行动的。
So let's see what this would look like through verse 3.
那做起上来会是怎样呢第三节这么说。亚伯拉罕清早起来备上炉带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒也劈好了燔祭的柴就起身往神所指示他的地方去了。
When God asked Abraham to give Isaac, he could have asked why.
当神要亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候亚伯拉罕绝对可以问为什么。
But without asking any questions,Abraham immediately obeyed.
但是亚伯拉罕没问任何问题就即刻服从。
Without any hesitation, he rose earlier in the morning and he headed to the place where God had called him.
他毫不犹豫一早就起身出发去神叫他去的地方。
Now, if we can pause here for a moment, I believe there is an important lesson that we need to learn from this.
我们在这里停一停有一些我们需要学习的地方。
that immediate obedience is an important element of obedience.
信服的其中一个很重要的元素就是要立刻服从。
Because if we start thinking, if we start to hesitate and delay taking action, then there's a greater chance that we'll be changing our minds and decisions.
如果我们开始左想右想犹豫不决没有行动的时候很大可能我们就会改变主意不去服从。
And I see this a lot from myself.
我自己都有这个问题。
So if I can just share with you one of my New Year's resolutions, it's to lose weight and get back in shape.
跟大家分享我今年其中一个新年的目标就是要 keep fit 减肥。
And so I've been telling my wife Jessica how I'm going to go on a diet and gain some muscles.
我成日都同我太太 Jessica 讲，我会注意饮食，我会操 fit 啲。
But I never did.
但我一直都冇行动。
So whenever I tell her that, you know what, I'm going to start exercising from today. And she tells me, do it now, because I know you're not going to do it.
所以每次当我同她说，我由今天开始就会去做运动的了，她都会说，你现在立刻去吧，如果不是你又不会做的了。
And I go, don't worry, I'm going to start from tomorrow as I eat potato chips.
结果我一路吃着薯片，一路同她说，你不用担心，我明天就会开始的了。
And then I never go the next day.
然后就明日复明日。
So my wife tells me, if you made a commitment,Do it now.
所以我太太会跟我说，如果你已经定立了目标，你就现在立刻开始做。
I know I'm kind of embarrassed to share this with you, but oftentimes this is us, isn't it?
跟大家分享我都觉得有点尴尬，但有时候人就是这样。
When we start thinking, if we don't move immediately into action, we will change our minds and decisions.
当我们开始想东想西，当我们不立刻行动的时候，我们就会改变主意。
It's because God gave youGrace, power, and wisdom to obey His call.
神俾我哋足够嘅恩典、能力同智慧去回应、去遵行佢嘅呼召。
But when you put off your action, then this is when Satan kicks in and makes you question and doubt about God's command.
但当我哋拖拖拉拉，撒旦就会乘虚而入，令你怀疑上帝嘅命令。
And Satan will make you think that His call doesn't make sense and make it difficult for you to understand God's command.
撒旦会令你觉得上帝的命令讲不通，会令你更难明白神的旨意。
Things will start to look illogical and unreasonable.
整件事会变得不合逻辑，不合理。
And you'll start to justify yourself and start finding logical and justifiable reasons.
你会开始合理化自己的行为，同为自己找借口。
Abraham could have given many different logical reasons why he didn't have to obey.
亚伯拉罕可以有很多不同的理由去解释为什么他没需要听神讲去献以撒。
But without any questions, without any hesitations, Abraham obeyed and put his decision into immediate action.
但他没问为什么，没犹豫，他遵从上帝的意思，也立刻将他的决定转化为即时的行动。
Now, in order for us to do what Abraham did in this passage, we have to remember and trust that God is our God.Who wants to provide the best for us.
如果我们想效法亚伯拉罕对神的信心，我们必须要记得，而且相信神是愿意将最好的东西预备给我们。
We must believe that when God asks for you to give something, or when God asks for your obedience,
所以我们必须相信，当神要求你付出，又或者服从的时候，
He's not trying to steal away what you have or what you value the most, but to give youway better and more valuable things that you could have ever imagined.
他不是想要拿走或者抢走你现在拥有的东西，而是想给一些更珍贵的东西给你。
The church.
所以各位，
remember that faith requires obedience.
信心是需要信服。
And that we should be the men and women of faith, obeying God with trust, obeying Him immediately, so that we can experience God's greater grace in our lives.
我们应该成为带有信心的信徒，凭信心去服从上帝，并且立刻服从，这样会令我们在生命中经历神更大的恩典。
Now, not only our faith requires obedience, but our faith also requires patience.
我们信心不单止要信服，还要有忍耐。
Right. We have seen that Abraham's faithwasn't mature from the beginning.
我们看到亚伯拉罕的信心不是从一开始就已经长成。
He has experienced many failures and he had to pay the price to learn the lesson.
他是经过很多的失败，付上很多的代价来吸取教训，才学会这一门功课。
So if you can recall, Abraham was called to leave his father's house when he was 75 years old.
当亚伯拉罕75岁嘅时候，上帝呼召佢离开佢嘅父家。
He had received a promise from God, so with an excitement, he had a good start.
佢得到上帝嘅应许，好兴奋咁有一个新嘅开始。
So he may have felt that everything will turn out smoothly, you know, things will be peaceful and joyful. But things didn't turn out the way he expected.
他可能本以为会一帆风顺啦，但系一切却出乎佢意料之外。
He faced a famine in the land.
他要面对饥荒。
Moved down to Egypt without even asking God.
在没有求问上帝的情况底下搬咗去埃及。
Then at a certain point, he was lying to those people how his wife Sarah is his sister.
他仲讲大话，话佢嘅妻子撒拉系佢个妹妹。
Then he was disgraced by those Egyptians.
然后佢被埃及人侮辱咗一番。
God told Abraham that he's going to have a son, but never happened.
神话俾亚伯拉罕知佢会有个仔，但系一直都冇发生到。
And because of his impatience, he slept with Hagar, who is Sarah's servant, and bore Ishmael.
因为亚伯拉罕冇耐性，佢同佢嘅妻子撒拉嘅使女夏甲同房，生咗以实玛利。
After all these failures and painful experiences, he finally achieved promise on Isaac when he was 100 years old.
经过这一切的失败和痛苦的经历，终于在他100岁的时候，他等到以撒这个应许的实现。
You know, likewise, many people get frustrated, struggle after deciding to believe in Jesus.
同样，很多人在决定相信耶稣之后，会感到沮丧和有很多的挣扎。
Those people had a good start when they first accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
他们最初接受耶稣成为他们的救主的时候，有一个很好的新开始。
And so, just like Abraham, they expect peace, joy, like no pain, but many blessings in their lives.
好像亚伯拉罕一样，他们期待平安、喜乐、没有痛苦，生活里面充满祝福。
But as we know, oftentimes, people face trials.
但是正如我们所知，生活里面是充满考验和诱惑的。
There are temptations.
生活里面会有很多不同的诱惑出现。
There are barriers in their lives.
其实生活中会出现不同的拦阻。
And people give up before the trials. People fail before temptations.
他们在试炼临到的时候，他会放弃，在诱惑面前，他们会跌倒。
Now, not just those people who just started their faith journey, but let's be honest and face the reality.
我们不单只是初信的人会经历到这些，我们负心自问，信耐了的人都会一样。
We decide to trust God.
我们决定相信上帝。
But we fail to do so when there is difficulties in our lives.
但当遇到困难的时候，我们会做不到。
We decide not to sin, but we fail to keep our commitments in the face of temptations.
我们决定不再去犯罪，但在面对诱惑的时候，没办法坚持我们的承诺。
We decide to live according to God's word, but we fail to faithfully keep that promise, and we compromise our faith before the barriers.
我们决定要按照上帝的话语生活，但偏偏没办法一日这样去做好。
Because of our weaknesses and our limitations,We sometimes get disappointed in ourselves.
因为我们的软弱和人的有限，我们有时会对自己很多失望。
We sometimes doubt our faith, and some people even give up their faith.
我们有时会怀疑自己的信仰，有些人甚至会放弃他们的信仰。
But what we need to remember is that our faith doesn't grow suddenly.
但是我们需要记得，我们的信心不会是突然间增长的。
Instead, it'll take time. Even Abraham's faith didn't grow suddenly.
相反，我们是需要时间，就算亚伯拉罕都不是突然间就变得充满信心。
So if we want our faith to grow, we need to be patient and wait for our faith to mature.
所以如果我们想信心有所增长，我们需要耐心的等待，我们的信心就会慢慢成熟。
We do often make mistakes, we fall and we fail.
我们经常会犯错，我们会跌倒，我们会失败。
But we will become better Christians as time passes.
但是慢慢，我们会成为一个更好的基督徒。
And our faith will get stronger if we patiently put our faith in Him.
如果我们耐心地相信神，我们的信心会慢慢地被建立。
Sowing seed doesn't immediately produce fruit, but it takes time to bear fruit.
你播种之后不会即刻就会有果实，是需要时间慢慢才会结果。
Abraham could have asked God many different things.Complain to him, or maybe he could have, you know, challenged God.
亚伯拉罕原本可以质疑上帝，向上帝发怨言、投诉，又或者挑战上帝的决定。
But without even questioning, complaining, or challenging God, he faithfully and patiently waited for God to do His work.
但佢冇质疑、抱怨或者挑战上帝，佢忠心又耐心咁等待上帝完成佢嘅工作。
It was a long journey, but Abraham walked with patience.
一段系一段好漫长嘅旅程，但系亚伯拉罕好有耐心咁样行落去。
Now, think about how he would have felt on his way to Mount Moriah to sacrifice his son Isaac.
我哋试谂下佢向呢个山上行嘅时候，佢有啲咩感想
？He may have felt terrible, devastated, lonely, and sad.
可能会好唔开心、好沮丧、好孤单或者好悲伤。
But again, without any words, all he did was to keep his eyes on God and kept walking.
但再一次，佢冇出到声，依然系定睛向望住上帝，继续嘅向前行。
Likewise, there are many stresses and problems in our lives that we face.
同样地，我哋喺生活中都会面对好多压力或者唔同嘅问题。
There are many challenges and barriers we have to go through.
我哋必须要克服好多挑战同埋障碍。
And what we really need to do is, we need to walk patiently and focus our eyes on Jesus.
我们需要做的就是耐心地向前行，将我们的目光锁定在耶稣的身上。
Although the path of life seems lonely, hard, devastating, and hopeless, we need to look to Jesus, who went ahead of us, who will provide the best for us, and guide our lives to the life of glory.
尽管人生的路上有时会孤单、会艰难、会无助，我们需要仰望行在我们前面的主耶稣，他会为我们提供最好的，并且引导我们活出荣耀的生活。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 says this.
希伯来书十二章第二节咁话，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Remember that faith requires patience, and by patiently walking the faith of our lives, you know, by fixing our eyes on Jesus, we will experience God's greater grace and love.And we will also experience obedience that we saw here in this passage.
请记住，信心系需要忍耐嘅。通过仰望耶稣，耐心咁过信心嘅生活，我哋会喺生活上经历到上帝更大嘅恩典，亦都会发现慢慢会变得好似亚伯拉罕一样喺呢个经文里面咁完全可以顺服神。
I'm going to conclude.
我开始做总结。
Abraham had faith of obedience and patience even until the last moment when he was about to slay his son Isaac.
亚伯拉罕表现出有信服同忍耐嘅信心，甚至去到最后一刻，佢要举起刀杀佢嘅儿子以撒嗰阵时。
And when God saw Abraham's faith, God provided an alternate way, and Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide."
当神睇见亚伯拉罕嘅信心，佢就为佢提供另一条出路。亚伯拉罕称嗰个地方为耶和华以勒，即系耶和华必预备嘅意思。
In Hebrew, the word provide is jireh。
喺希伯来文当中，以勒呢个字系预备嘅意思。
Which is also used in Exodus 23:17 and also Deuteronomy chapter 16:16。
喺出埃及记二十三章同申命记十六章都有出现，请听我读出。出埃及记二十三章十七节，一切的男丁要一年三次朝见主耶和华。申命记十六章十六节，你一切的男丁要在除酵节、七七节、住棚节，一年三次在耶和华你神所选择的地方朝见他，却不可空手朝见。
What this means is that the Lord will provide.
呢度意味住主会有预备。
Jireh means to appear before the Lord or be seen by the Lord.
以勒的意思是出现在主的面前或者被主看见。
Abram's faith was seen by the Lord.
亚伯拉罕的信心被主看见。
His faith appeared before the Lord.
他的信心显明在主的面前。
Likewise, our faith needs to be appeared before the Lord.
同样的，我们的信心需要显明在主的面前。
Our faith needs to be seen by the Lord.
你的信心需要被主看见。
Now,Throughout the time of the pandemic, for the past 2 or 3 years, we were practicing social distancing, were we not?
在过去的两三年的疫情的期间，我们人和人之间一直保有社交距离。
But let me ask you this.
等我问你另一个问题。
Were we not also practicing spiritual distancing with God?
难道我们就没有跟神保持属灵的距离吗？
Didn't we deactivate our faith and simply view what's happening around us with our own eyes and worry?
难道我们就没有删了我们信心的眼光，只是用我们自己的眼睛和我们的担忧来看我们周围发生的事吗？
Didn't we rely on ourselves and lean on our own understanding because we only saw the gloomy circumstances and these on circumstances and didn't we look those circumstances with our unfaithfulness?
我们是不是只是靠着自己，靠着自己的理解，因着我们的小信，只是看到外面的未知或者不明朗的前景？
The church,
各位弟兄姊妹，
it's time for us to activate our faith back again as we move forward in this new year.
当我们向新一年迈进的时候，我们需要重燃我们的信心。
We need to let our faith work in our lives.
我们需要让我们的信仰在我们的生命中发挥作用。
We need to activate our faith of obedience and patience and faithfully walk the path that may seem fearful or even uncertain.
我们需要重燃有信服和忍耐的信心，很忠心地走在这条看来好像很可怕又充满未知的路上面。
We need to submit ourselves into His hand to see the miraculous working hands in our lives.
我们需要将自己交在神的手中，才能够看到神大能的手在我们生命里面的工作。
Now, the path that we walk in life may be filled with disappointment, anger, doubt, worries.
我们行的人生道路可能充满了失望、愤怒、怀疑或者忧虑。
But God has prepared already what's best for us.
但是上帝已经为我们预备了最好的。
And as we get there, Jehovah Jireh, God who provides, will provide the way for us.
但是耶和华以勒，耶和华必预备，神将会为我们提供出路。
But God, at the same time, He wants us to continue walking until we reach the glorious, joyful day.
但与此同时，上帝希望我们继续前行，直到我们到达荣耀喜乐的一日。
And He wants us to continue walk with Him with faith.
祂要求我们凭着信心的前行。
So when we activate our faith, when we have this faith, He will be the lamp to our feet and light for our path.
因此，当我们重燃我们的信心的时候，当我们拥有这种信心的时候，上帝就会成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Let me finish with God's blessing on Abraham. Verses 17 and 18, it says, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me.
最后我想以神对亚伯拉罕的祝福来结束，在创世纪的22章17至18节的嘛。论福，我必叫大福给，我必赐大福给你；论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来。如同天上的星、海边的沙，你子孙必得着仇敌的城门，并且地上万国必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
May this blessing be your blessing today, this year, and always. Amen.
愿呢份嘅祝福成为大家今日、今年直到永远嘅祝福。阿门。